you see.
How else were you affected by rationing during the war?
Very generously. The Ministry of Food had made arrangements for diabetics to forfeit their sugar ration. And in place of that, we had, I think I'm right in recalling, three times the amount of meat on ration, three times the amount of cheese, and what else would there be? More butter than normal. And it was really very generous indeed.
What about eggs?
I don't think there were many more eggs than normal, but that was taken care of because my mother kept hens. And she would send me parcels of eggs that she wrapped up and posted each week to the school. And they would very often give me a boiled egg instead of whatever other things the other girls were having.
This seems quite remarkable, to send eggs in the post. Was this quite a common occurrence?
Every week she sent them, and never was the one broken.
How did you manage your injections while you were at school?
I just had to keep my syringe and so on in a separate place in the matron's cupboard. And I used to go each time or twice a day or whatever it was to do the injection myself. She was supposed to check the dose. Looking back on it, I don't think she had the least idea what the dose was supposed to be. The school in question was Harrogate College, and it was evacuated to Swinton Castle in the North York Moors. Very lovely place, if it hadn't been school. And it's been in the news fairly recently, actually, Swinton Castle, which is the home of the Cunliffe-Lister family. And we were evacuated there, and it was excessively cold. I remember that.